Well, good morning, friends. I am Toph. I am the music director here at Oak Church, and I am so excited this morning to talk to you about what volunteering or serving could look like in this season. We have a lot of new people. I've been getting a lot of questions about how can I get involved? How can I come play? Toph, your voice is always really sharp in the morning. Why don't you drink a cup of coffee? A lot of those kind of things. So I want to talk to you this morning about how we can do this. Oak Church is a community effort. It's not just one person leading the ship. It's not just one person in charge of each little different thing that they just do that. We really are like stronger together. Our salvation is bound up together, both eternal and here temporally. And when Anna and I moved to Durham, we shopped at a lot of churches. We were coming from a lot of really, I don't know if you're like us, we came from a lot of church trauma. And so finding a place like Oak Church was really, really healing. But we didn't have any friends for a long time. We didn't know how to plug in, how to get connected. And so we were very fortunate. Katie DeCanto, who was the worship director before myself, invited us in. We became friends. We met a lot of really great people. We continue to meet a lot of really great people. And we've done that through serving on the music team specifically. We've also done, I did Godly Play the week before last. We've been around, and that's been a really cool way to kind of feel like we are not only a part of this community, we're also help growing this community. And so if you're like us and you're looking for a place to plug in, if you want to make new friends or just learn a new skill, this is a great place to do it. We have music, we have sound and PowerPoint, we do have Godly Play, the kids ministry, we have the welcoming and security team. There's a lot of different ways to get plugged in. But I think a really cool thing about this church is that there's no pressure at all. Again, church background, I was a worship leader growing up in high school. I was a volunteer. I was 16, and I was supposed to be there every single Sunday, every single Thursday. And if I missed it, I felt super guilty. I was made to feel super guilty. And here, that's just not a thing. Like, this is a very comfortable, easy place to kind of jump in. So if you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence, should I do this? Should I maybe, should I learn how to play guitar? Should I learn how to use a kid's Bible, all those fun kind of things. The summer is a great time to do that. We have a lot less people here, so there's more room to plug in than the fall and the winter. I have a lot of slots right now for worship for the next 2 months. I know we do for Godly Play as well. Those are quick, easy ones. I know safety and security and the welcoming team can always use more folks. If you're thinking like, is this something I want to do? Do I want to like get hooked in on this? Am I going to burn out serving this church? No. Please don't think about it that way. You could think about it as like, I want to try this for the month of June. I want to do it once, or I want to do it once a month, or I want to do it for the summer. Or you want to be like me and do it as much as you can, just because I love this community so much. So if you are interested in anything at all like that, or if you have another idea for how you'd like to serve, we have potluck cleaning up, we have setup, we have all those kind of things that are just so built for each other. And that's how we can grow closer together and grow this church together. So there's a QR code. I made like a Google Sheet document that has like a sign up thing. It's just an interest. It's not like, hey, Toph, I wanna be there July 24th, I'm your guy. This is just like, hey, I'm interested in these kind of things. I would love to learn more. That will send a thing to me, and then I will reach out to the persons on either of those teams, and we'll get together, and then we'll reach back out to y'all. So I encourage you, we'll leave this up at the end of service during potluck. But you can scan this QR code. There's in the weekly emails. Come talk to me or email me at toph@oakdurham.org. That's Toph, T-O-P-H. But I love you guys, and it's so good to see everyone, and I'm so excited about what this service could look like and how God can grow us all together. So I'm going to invite Pastor Chris up.